Gambling casino companies are pressing Governor Cuomo and the legislature to allow them to open gaming centers in New York City as part of the new state budget. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, there are a number of obstacles to overcome, but the proposal may seem tempting to lawmakers who are strapped for cash this year.
Representatives for major casino companies, including Las Vegas-based Sands and Malaysian-based Genting, have been spotted in the halls of the state capitol in recent days. They're advocating to speed up the timetable for allowing gambling casinos in New York City. They say the state could gain $1.5 billion in new licensing fees and reap $1 billion in new revenues a year. That's at a time when there's a $2.6 billion deficit. The issue even brought a former governor back to Albany.
If the governor leaves, I'll come back.
That's great.
David Patterson, who was the governor from 2007 until 2011, is on the board of Sands to promote women and minority-owned businesses. Patterson says he's not lobbying for the new casinos, but he nevertheless listed reasons why they would be a good idea. He says the related attractions would boost visitors and tourism.
When they rebuilt Yankee Stadium, the place looks like a cathedral. If you look around long enough, you might see a baseball game going on there. Same thing with Citi Field. Same thing with Lincoln Center. It's not just a casino. It's the stores, it's the shopping, it's the shows.
Two different ideas are being discussed. One would open bidding for a new casino and resort-style complex located in the downstate area. The other would convert the existing video lottery slot machines at the Aqueduct Racing Venue into a full-fledged casino. The company that runs Aqueduct, World's Resort, a subsidiary of Genting, is in favor of the proposal. Michael Levoff, the senior vice president of World's Resort, said in a statement that the expansion would create thousands more good-paying union jobs and also generate hundreds of millions of dollars each year in additional revenue for the state. The proposals come just a month after the mega project to locate Amazon to New York City collapsed when Amazon pulled out of the deal that the company said would have created 25,000 new jobs. Under current law, Upstate was allowed to build casinos first, and four have been located. New York City franchises were not to become available until 2023. If new casinos were to be opened downstate, the owners would have to pay a penalty fee to the Upstate casinos, which could reach several hundred million dollars. But the casino companies say they are willing to do that. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he understands the appeal.
Everybody says that would be the golden franchise, right? If you had a casino in New York City.
But Cuomo says if new casinos were to be permitted, the franchise awards would all have to go through a bidding process. He says he does not think current owners should be allowed to simply expand their businesses to include a casino. But Cuomo says he has not spoken to anyone from the casino companies or talked about the issue with legislative leaders. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says his Democratic conference is not a fan of casino expansion. Hastie says casino revenue is regressive because it draws profits from low-income earners more than higher-income people. He instead supports adding new, higher tax brackets for multimillionaires and billionaires as a way to gain revenue to balance the budget.
Assembly members would prefer asking those with the means to do a little more than to asking people to pay more through gambling.
The state Senate is not in favor of adding additional taxes for millionaires. Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins has not taken a position on the casinos, though. The Senate budget resolution does call for allowing online sports gambling in the state's existing casinos. The U.S. Supreme Court recently granted states permission to allow sports gambling. Hastie says there is some support for that in the Assembly. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.